This is Jason Chen, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Meng Pao's editorial. The Trump-Kim Summit. After the historic summit between the U.S. and North Korea, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un published a joint declaration, seeking to establish a new relationship to pursue the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. After a confrontation lasting for several decades, leaders of the two countries have finally engaged in dialogue. This signals that the situation on the Korean Peninsula is showing signs of real de-escalation. As the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, steps out of isolation, the situation of Northeastern Asia is about to change. This summit may indeed increase Donald Trump's chances of winning a Nobel Prize for Peace. But the U.S. has gained few real advantages. Not only does the joint declaration fail to state clearly the principle of complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization, CVID, as demanded by the U.S., but Donald Trump has also called off the U.S.'s joint war games with South Korea. That Kim has successfully extracted a string of concessions from Donald Trump without offering too many compromises can be regarded as a major diplomatic victory. The joint declaration made by the U.S. and South Korea contained four main points. 1. Both sides commit to establish new US-DPRK relations. 2. Both countries will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. 3. Reaffirming the April 27, 2018 Panmunjom Declaration. The DPRK commits to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. 4. The U.S. and DPRK commit to recovering POW/MIA remains. The first three points can be summarized as the double-track approach proposed by the Chinese government, one that satisfies both the U.S.'s demand of denuclearization talks and Pyongyang's demand of the U.S.'s guarantee of its security. Before the summit took place, Donald Trump was boasting incessantly about his maximum pressure tactics and how they succeeded in forcing North Korea to return to the negotiating table. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's political ally, sang Trump's praises and claimed that when Trump announced the cancellation of the summit last month, Kim got back on his hands and knees and begged for the summit to be revived, that the U.S. had all the advantages, etc. A closer look at the joint declaration, however, makes one feel that Trump might have won the respect, but it was Kim who was the winner in real terms. The U.S. and North Korea had fundamental differences over denuclearization. The U.S., in an exorbitant demand, asked North Korea to adhere to the principle of CVID. Prior to the summit, it was understood that the U.S. insisted that CVID should be in the joint declaration. But North Korea was opposed to the idea. At last, CVID was nowhere to be seen in the joint declaration. What the declaration contains was the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, as proposed in the Panmunjom Declaration. The first contest over denuclearization ended with Washington not winning an advantage. It is understood the Chinese government has eased its restrictions on trade with North Korea recently. Despite the U.S.'s claim that it will not lift the sanctions until North Korea denuclearizes, it is difficult for Washington to advance the talks without giving North Korea some incentives. Trump may then have to acquiesce in the increased trade between China and North Korea that benefits the latter. Relations between China and North Korea have transformed from an alliance sealed in blood to a strategic alliance. To revive its economy and increase its bargaining chips when it negotiates with the US, Pyongyang might need China's help in the future. Thanks for listening to Mingbao's editorial, brought to you by Jason Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC Poly U.